Please turn to hymn number 181. 181, and let us stand and sing the first four verses. A season like our Advent and Christmas time is full of traditions to outsiders if they would happen among us on Christmas Eve and see us eating all of those white things and white soup with gray globules of seafood floating around in them might wonder why we're doing this. Traditions, of course, remind us that what we are about as a human people, we have roots. We belong to a tradition. We belong to something that's bigger than us. And certainly in the Christian tradition, this is especially important because when we look around ourselves, sometimes we become weak, sometimes we fall by the wayside, and we forget that we aren't alone in this journey of faith that we are making. We turn now to hymn 108, which is another one of our great holiday hymns, tradition, a hymn that you might not know as well, almost as old as Grandma's fruitcake. And we attribute this to a 9th century text, but actually this text was floating around as early as the 7th century, which makes it old. The tune is also quite old. If we were to travel back in time to Charlemagne's court, maybe around the year 800, we'd likely hear this hymn being sung. And so let's take a stab at hymn number 108, Creator of the Starry Height, And again, it's a hymn like the one that we just sang, focuses very, very precisely on the work of Christ, his incarnation, and who he is. Now turn to 131. A much more modern hymn. This is, when we think of Martin Luther's life and the life of the other reformers, Zwingli and Cranmer, we wonder what it would have been like for them as young people growing up in the church of their parents before the Reformation. This is one of those hymns that Luther would have associated with Christmas even as a child. And he refers to it very, very highly in a number of his writings. And almost in one of them, he makes a little pun. It's a hymn that talks about, it's a carol that talks about the little son, the little baby boy. And he refers to the hymn as, "This little hymn," in reference to the little child, "has brought so many, many people into through the gates of heaven, even in the days before the Reformation." And so we're going to sing it today, and I'd like you to pay attention to, it's very different in feeling from the hymn that we just went through, where the rhythm has that equal quality, very mysterious, even though it sits in that nice major key and hovers around the major triad, which is interesting for a tune of that age. And you notice how I added some little fake acoustical stuff at the end there, so you sounded like you were singing in a cathedral. You know, when the Gregorian chants were done in the great cathedrals because of the acoustics, even though there was only one melody being sung, there was a huge harmonic sheen that hung through the room as they traveled from pitch to pitch and the pitches hung in the air, created a very modern harmony, actually, where you didn't just have chords defined, but you had a whole cluster of sound just hanging around. Very cool. Now, the thing about this one, of course, is the rhythm is quite different and maybe a little unfamiliar to us, so we'll practice it a little bit and take a look at the